Hello, hello. It's Kat Rozon with a dollop of positivity. Have you ever gone to something with low expectations and then ended up really enjoying it? Well, today I just wanted to tell you, sometimes it's okay to let go and just enjoy the moment. It's okay to be scared like a little kid again. It's okay to laugh like there's no care in the world. It's okay to raise your hands in the air like you just don't care. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry that ugly cry when you really feel like you need it to get it all out. It's okay to shake the sillies out. It's okay to be serious when no one else is. It's always okay, and you know when it's best to feel the way you feel. But going back to having low expectations sometimes, that's okay. I wasn't going to go to the Lachat Town Farm, which is our little town farm. They hold an annual Halloween frightening show, and I don't know, it just wasn't my thing, and I thought it wouldn't be scary, but my husband said he really wanted to go, and so he bought tickets for Saturday night, but it didn't work out timing wise, so we ended up going Sunday, and it was actually kind of drizzling and cold and wet, which was perfect because the theme was Village of the Damned. And they were basically a series of skits all around the farm. And the visual and sound effects were pretty amazing. So I was really impressed. The end is actually what scared me the most. There were probably high school kids dressed up in clowns, which in the dark, you can't really see their faces. They're not shining flashlights on themselves or anything. But the thought of them just following me, walking right next to me, I could hear their footsteps behind me, and then they popped up in front of me. I was hiding like a little girl. I was scared, but it felt so good. I was just laughing and crying. I wasn't really crying, but I enjoyed being scared again. So maybe I'll go ahead and read that Stephen King book that I borrowed. Maybe I'll watch it. I don't know. I'm more into mysteries. And I just finished watching Mystic Christmas, thanks to Lynn, who recommended it and wanted to see it, and I kind of stole her thunder, so I'm sorry. But it's also on Peacock if you don't have Hallmark. But it's really cute. So if you're looking for a Christmas feel-good movie, that is one of them that you should add to your list. Anyway, sometimes just roll with it. Go with the flow. Be you. Doesn't matter what age you are. Just go with the feelings. And that'll make you feel better. And if you get knocked down, don't forget, you can get back up and start all over again, or go back to where you last were. It's going to be okay. You've got this. Happy Monday.